Yeah, look, I agree with you. Polls are a snapshot, and obviously myself and my members are very, very conscious that the polling day is the big poll that we'll be looking at on election day. But that being said, you know, 12 months ago, people could see the recovery in the likes of Dublin and the bigger cities, and, you know, the dividend and the sort of the economic recovery has still to come to parts of our own county. Obviously, Letterkenny, the towns are doing well, obviously, with the Stirling, and we've had a great boost from the Wild Atlantic Way and the rural areas of Donegal, but they're the positives, and I'm under no illusion that there still are so many, many challenges that we have to. There's still people hurting because we, you know, 30 billion euro to come out of an economy in both capital and current funding since 2008. That makes a big difference and has a big impact. And
to be parochial about it, then, do you think a vote for Fine Gael in the next general election means extra focus, extra resources from Donegal? Because at the end of the day, you have to worry about your constituents.
Yeah, and look, I'm always of the belief that Donegal needs the big leap forward. It needs a game changer, and I've always said that the game changer for Donegal was A5, and with the 110 million euro injection in the last 2 weeks, and the two and a half million in relation to the cross-border economic jobs recovery plan between Derry and Strabane Council and Donegal County Council, all that is important, and it's up to government, obviously, to respond to the needs of the North West. I think it's about keeping the recovery going. I certainly will be making a very, very strong call and a strong pitch to the electorate of Donegal that this is a job that's not finished, and certainly the infrastructure projects that are still outstanding in the North West and in my county, we have to get that dividend. We've even though it has been a very, very tough time for Donegal, even though the economy has been in a very poor place, like, we still were able to deliver on projects, be it in relation to school capital plans or in relation to the 3 million euro for Cockhill Bridge and different projects, but they're still outstanding projects, and I want to be part of the recovery to keep the recovery going. I think Fine Gael's best position to do that.
And finally, as it stands, you are the only declared candidate for your party in Donegal. When do we expect some movement on that?
Yeah, look, there is an internal conversation going on within the county. People do agree, the members agree, that it's a very, very big county. It's a big constituency, and people are of the belief that we should run two candidates. And there is a big conversation going on, and no doubt at the constituency AGM tonight, that conversation will continue. And there are different people with different ideas. And certainly, I will be open to having the best and strongest team and the best possible team going into this election for Fine Gael and Donegal.
Your own preference would be a running candidate or a running mate.
Yeah, I'm of the belief that it's a massive county in terms of scale. I know part of it will be in the Sligo, Leitrim, West Cavan constituency, but, you know, if you think from Killybegs right through the Finn Valley right up to North Inishowen and taking in, you know, the islands, it's a big constituency, and I'm of the belief, yeah, that a second candidate would be needed.